Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long. A little after 5:20 this afternoon, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlerf. Mark will be talking about the NFL, the Saints. I certainly want to bring up line play and the effect that it has. And we saw it last year without your starting center and one of the best in the business in Eric McCoy. And again, down for the season with torn biceps injury. So we'll get Mark to talk about that at 6:10. We'll have on Ollie Cosell talking about the New Orleans Pelicans. And they start the NBA season tomorrow night. Pre-game will start at 6:30 and then at 7 o'clock right here on the Big 870 WWL. It'll be the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the New Orleans Pelicans, and you can hear those games live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Let's go to our telephone line. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, in the huddle with Mike and Charlie. How about Southern Miss, man?
Oh, come on, Mike. Starting off with
all right,
that.
Charlie, jeez. Listen, you lost a bet. I know we didn't do it officially, but it was on the air. We got to do the playback on WWL website. I don't know what you owe me yet, but we'll figure it out, okay?
Well, I already lost a bet with Hoss, too, with JMU the week before. That's back-to-back things with my Cajuns. Golly.
Hey,
listen, look.
Hey, guys, you got to give Huff a lot of credit. Look what he's doing at U.S. Man, that's impressive.
He's a good ball coach.
And look, and whatever, Charlie, whatever you owe me, I'm not going to charge interest on you, buddy. I'm Croatian like that. I'm going to be nice to you. But look, yeah, Huff is going to be on a lot of radar. He's going to get plucked. He's probably going to be a one and done. I don't blame him. Look, Southern Miss, we're 5-2. We're excited in Hattiesburg. LSU, on the other hand, is like doom and gloom. Brian Kelly's on the hot seat. I'll be honest with you. I think he'll be back next year no matter what.
I agree.
I really do think they're going to give him one more year. But I did want to put a listen, but back to what you said, Mike, Huff is going to get plucked by a bigger program, no question about it. So I'm relishing this. And I'll say this, Charlie, had y'all played Walker Howard the whole game, I think it would have been a different situation. But hey, let me put a quick spotlight on the importance of this. Charlie's going to love this because in about 2-3 weeks, he's going to have college basketball to cover. He's going to have the Pelicans, the Saints, albeit the Saints are tough to cover right now, LSU, Tulane, all of it, and UL. And let me put a quick spotlight on college basketball here. You know, this Saturday, I went, Mike and Charlie, to the Master P game against Sacramento State. It was an exhibition game. You know, Shaquille O'Neal is kind of like what Master P is to UNO. He's doing that with Sacramento State. Mike Bibby was there. He's the head coach of Sac State. Well, anyway, it was a great event. Again, I want to put the spotlight for all the listeners that Master P is doing everything he can to turn around the UNO basketball program. It's year one. We had a big crowd there Saturday. The home opener is November 8th. And honestly, Mike and Charlie, this is kind of what you got to do for some of these smaller programs. You know, you got to implement a new attitude, a new culture, and honestly get kind of like famous people like Shaq, like Master P's doing at UNO to infuse some revenue, get some people behind. I kid you not, they had the mayor there. I know she's controversial. They had a bunch of famous people there. It was something we haven't seen since Katrina. And again, it's not just turning UNO basketball around, Master P's up to here. He's trying to get enrollment up to what it was pre-Katrina levels. I wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Jimmy. We got to get Percy on with us here on
sure.
Sports Talk. Master P, man, Percy Miller has been unbelievable for what he's done for UNO. And so I just think, I know from Sacramento State, basically I get a text every other day for money. They've raised over $75 million in 18 months for their sports program. Now, I told this to Bobby last year because in the Forbes 500, eight people who graduated from Sacramento State are in that Forbes 500. Now, not all of them are sports people. Not all of them are involved in sports. But they inventors and engineers, all this other stuff. But if you get a couple of them, and a couple of them have got involved and put a lot of money there, you can see how quickly they can turn that program around, and they want to join the Pac-12. And we'll see how that works out there. But, man, I'm with you, Jimmy. I think the presence of Master P there is going to be a huge lift to the UNO program and what he can bring to the table, because he becomes the magnet for other people to get involved. And to think about, in the last 4 years, that's only one school in the state of Louisiana that has an increased enrollment. That school is McNeese State. Every other school has either flatlined or went down enrollment-wise, other than McNeese State. And look what's happened. You have Woodland, Arlen Gas coming in. They invest in $17.5 billion in Calcasieu Parish for LNG. They're going to have another major oil company get involved with that, and it spurred the economy. And I think the same thing has to be as a catalyst for UNO with Master P. But I think what you bring up is a great point, that you need that point guard to be able to bring other people to get involved with UNO athletics. Either that or they're not going to survive.
It was an exciting move when it was announced, Mike. But talking about the advertising that's also been done recently, Mike, I see it on social media.
Yeah,
I'm just like scrolling through Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, and then it'll pop up. And UNO is doing a great job of it, doing like the New Orleans versus everybody type of thing to try and get people, you know, to come out to games, to come out and going into the stands and everything like that. College basketball season is quickly approaching, to Jimmy's point. And there is that almost, it's not quite an equinox with that, because, I mean, right now we're about to get it with the start of the NBA season. NHL is going on. MLB is going to the World Series this weekend. And then obviously the NFL and college football seasons are in full swing.
I know you're booking for the Dodgers.
Oh boy, I was a happy camper last night, Mike.
I thought about you.
That
Charlie.
Was that's a completely separate story. Maybe we'll talk about that during Triple Option. We'll see. But you know, to Jimmy's point, he's right. Like, celebrities are kind of leading the revival of these smaller basketball programs. Sacramento State with Shaq, Master P with UNO, and it's kind of heartwarming to see, in all honesty. And you hope for the best for UNO.
Yeah, because when you have that type status and you have that type of money, you can influence other people to help out. And college athletics is going through the most dramatic change in my lifetime. And I'm in my mid-60s, okay? It's going through the most dramatic change. And you might say it's semi-pro ball or however you want to put it, but it's true. And if you don't change, it changes before your very eyes. And you got to keep up. And that's why you got to bring in people that'll help you from a financial standpoint. You can't rely on the state or the parish to bail you out, or the city to bail you out. That's not going to happen. you're going to have to rely on outside financial services, and that's what UNO is trying to do. Certainly, that, you know, other schools are trying to also. If it's Southeastern Louisiana, if it's Nicholls State, if it's Grambling Southern, McNeese, you name it, they all trying to get people that are prominent alumni. And we live in a different world where, you know, my mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, oh, you deal with that money when I'm gone. Now, today, you have people who have money and they want to see it while they're still alive used. And if they want to use it for the school, God bless them. That's their choice to do it. And I do think Master P's involvement with UNO is really, really going to help out that program. And it may have been the lifeline. It may have been the last lifeline for UNO at that stage. When we come back, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff. Also, you see him on the Fox broadcast on Sundays. He'll be on with us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how's the podcast happening?
It's going good, man. Everything is great.
Mark, what a finish to the Broncos-Giants game. Okay, and I got to watch every play in the fourth quarter, and I'm like, man, Jackson Dart and Scatterboo, they're going to end up winning this game. And about halfway into it, you're like, man, can the Broncos pull this off? My thing is, why are you snapping the football with 13, 14 seconds left on the clock and not running it? You're trying to throw the football. Man, that was – I don't blame that on Jackson Dart. Okay, that's on Brian Daboll on that particular part. But what a finish in the fourth quarter for Sean Payton and the Broncos.
Yeah, no question about it. It was an unbelievable fourth quarter. Now, as great as that fourth quarter was –
that first three quarters was that bad. I mean, it was that bad. And I tell you what, in the last 12 quarters, Sean Payton's football team in the last 12 quarters has played two good quarters of offensive football. They've been absolutely pathetic, and it needs to change. They need to get better. But, you know, you look at what they're doing right now, and I will tell you, just to be able to come back from that is incredible. And I did think that Sean Payton did a great job using those timeouts on defense. He used the two timeouts, and they got him to third and five. And I really believe that had they not done that, had he not done that on that third and five, they may have run that ball and ran another, you know, seconds off. But because he took both those timeouts, he put himself in a position, he put Brian Daboll in a position where they felt like, hey, we got to get a first down here. We've got to throw this football. And I just thought that was really smart coaching by Sean Payton.
You can talk about this a lot, Mark, being a former offensive lineman. The Saints have lost Eric McCoy, arguably their best football player, out for the season with a torn biceps injury. And what that does to an offensive line when you lose your center. I've talked to Charlie about this a lot. I think other than quarterback, that center position is the most important position out on the field for the responsibilities he has. And normally you see teams, and we saw it last year when McCoy went down in the Eagles game. Now, they had other injuries, but they never played the same offensively after McCoy went down. That's a huge loss for this Saints football team.
Yeah, no question about it. Always, you know, the whole thing starts at the center position, calling protections. And then the other thing is when you have a young quarterback who hasn't had a ton of experience, and we've talked about him, and I think Rattler's played really good football, but you want to take some stuff off his plate, right? You don't want him to have him do everything. So initially, you know, you'll start with the center creating the protections, and, you know, you can override that as a quarterback. But if you don't have to, especially with a young quarterback, let the center, let the offensive line declare where we're going, how we're protecting this thing, and take that off the quarterback's plate. And so just another one of those situations where, you know, you lose that experience. The other thing, you know, about center position is they will use that with nose guards. Then they'll use that with walk-up linebackers to try to exploit that. And a lot of the NFL is like, hey, man, usually that guy is the weakest link on the offensive line when it comes to protection. So let's match him up. And, you know, let's go after him. Well, that's not the case with Eric McCoy. That dude can flat out play. So now all of a sudden you're going to have to replace that. Is there a guy that maybe isn't as good in protection, isn't as good at calling protections, isn't as good a player? Can we exploit that? Can we work that guy over? That's, you know, that'll be another issue for this Saints staff.
Yeah, and who you catch this week playing the nose tackle? Vita Vey.
Yeah.
He's alone now.
Yeah, he is.
Mark, I think, you know, a lot of times it comes down to the draft, and it's not every year you see this, but you saw a couple of years back, two-star running backs in college football, and Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs came out. And, you know, we talked about this so much here on WWL that, hey, listen, that type of player, you got to pick him early. I don't like a top 12 pick with a running back. So what? You pick all kind of receivers with top 12 picks. You're not going to pick a running back that can change the game? Look, last night we saw it back-to-back Monday nights. What Bijan Robinson did for Atlanta against the Bills. What Jahmyr Gibbs means for the Lions. And, you know, Dan Campbell was here. He saw what Alvin Kamara was earlier in his career here, and he wanted a guy that was similar. He's got that in Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is unreal. And, I mean, hit 22 miles an hour on that 78-yard touchdown run. And, you know, it was blocked exceptionally well. I mean, listen, Dan Campbell is a great, not a good head coach, but a great head coach, really changed the culture of that organization. But he's brought toughness to that organization. And not only are they very skilled at throwing the football, very skilled with their receivers and their running backs and all that, but, man, they are tough. And Jahmyr Gibbs has got that dual threat ability to catch the ball and make you pay, also to run you over or run by you and make you pay. So it's pretty amazing what they've been able to create there. in Detroit. And he's a big part of it, and you're 100% right. People say, oh, yeah, you don't want to – the value of the running back is not there, so you don't take him in the top, you know, 10 picks. Baloney. If the guy can change the game and the guy can create, you know, mismatches on the offensive side of the ball, then that's exactly what you do. That's exactly what you want. So great job by the Detroit Lions. Great job in their draft and their scouting and all the things they do. And unbelievable job by Dan Campbell and the organization putting them in positions to beat teams.
Insider Calls with Mark Slerf are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
Mark, before we let you run, last one for you. This has been kind of a weird scheduling quirk, but the Saints haven't played a single divisional opponent up to this point. Week 8 of the season, they're finally going to be playing the Buccaneers. Welcome into the Superdome. And, I mean, just kind of your scouting report of the Bucs, what you've seen from them so far this year. Obviously, Baker Mayfield playing at an MVP level so far this season. The young weapons are kind of stepping up in their passing attack despite all these injuries that they've suffered in their wide receiver room. You know, the injury to Bucky Irving as well this season. They've been playing well despite all the injuries that they've suffered, but I want to get your kind of scouting report on them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Todd Bowles is only going to have them ready to play on the defensive side of the ball. They have had some injuries there as well. You're always going to have to face Todd. Is going to put pressure on you, especially on first down, try to get you behind the chains, use a myriad of different blitzes, run blitzes, pass blitzes, all those things, try to get you in third down long. And then oftentimes when he gets you in that, you know, situation, he'll play coverage behind it. So he's always tough. He's a tough matchup guy. He's an exceptional defensive kind of minded head coach, defensive coordinator, if you will. And then, you know, they have had issues, man. You talked about it. You know, Mike Evans done for the season, playing wide receiver, broke his collarbone. Ibuka has had some hamstring issues. They have had issues across the board, injury-wise. Bucky Irvin, as you mentioned, their offensive line, the right side of their offensive line has missed time. They've had backups there, and yet they find ways to win. They kind of walked into a buzzsaw last night in Detroit. That happens to you every now and again in the NFL. With the injuries and everything else. But listen, that's a damn good football team that the Saints are about to match up against. And they're going to be on their stuff because of the loss in Detroit. So that's going to be a really tough, tough matchup for the Saints.
Who you got this week, Bucket? Mark?
I've got Cleveland at New England, which is going to be kind of sneaky interesting. New England, yeah. One of the best teams in football right now at 5-2. And then Cleveland, we know how good that defense is. They're amazing.
Man, look, and man, it does my heart well to see a guy, Kayshon Boutte, and it looked like he would be a guy that would be on the all-potential team and out the league. And how he's matured and really developed into a really good wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been unbelievable. There's no question about that. And Drake May is playing pretty much as good as any quarterback in football. So it'll be fun to watch. That defense of Cleveland, though, man, they're no joke.
Mark, thanks so much. Hey, go spend some quality time with the grandkids.
I will, man. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Slerf, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. When we come back, triple option here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and also we bring in Jeff Nowak on our triple option feature. Charlie, you go first.
Guys, I'm going Bill Frankes, our friend at the LSU kind of sports information department, sent us a cool note here about the World Series that's going to be starting up this Friday. Kevin Gausman, obviously the ace pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, a former LSU Tiger, and then Paul Gervais, who's been a bullpen relief pitcher in his young career. He hasn't appeared much with the Dodgers, but he has made an appearance there. Both of them are going to be seeking to enhance LSU's World Series legacy. One of these two players with the matchup between the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers will be the 19th LSU player to win the World Series, guys. So it's going to be one of them. We'll see if it's Gausman, if it's Gervais. I'm sorry to Paul, but obviously I'm going to be rooting for Kevin Gausman to win this World Series. You know, it's so funny, Mike. We've kind of joked about it.
I know you hate the Dodgers,
I hate the Mariners, though, too. So if it would have been a Mariners-Dodgers World Series, you'd probably find me rooting for the Dodgers, which is unbelievable to say. I know. I just can't stand the Mariners, man. And so what happened with George Springer in Game 5 where he gets plunked by Brian Wu, and then, you know, all the Mariner fans are cheering him down hurt on the field and everything like that. It was terrible to witness. And then just a couple games later, George Springer puts the nail in the coffin with that 3-run home run. As an Astros fan, I love George Springer. Great Astro legend, 2017 World Series MVP. And for him to be the one that came away with the biggest hit of the season that ended the Mariners season, it made me smile quite a bit, Mike D.
Charlie, lucky I got a new knee, because that would have buckled me.
Nah.
You'd have told me that you'd have pulled for the Dodgers. man, that is something. This weekend, but the first thing that pops in my mind is about Marcel Reed and how the Texas A&M fortunes change. LSU was beating them down in the first half last year. They had them. And then all of a sudden, Marcel Reed comes in. And it changed the fortunes of the Texas A&M football program. And, man, it sent LSU in a downward spiral. And their inability to play running quarterbacks or mobile quarterbacks. They had a lot of issues with Marcel. And he was more the runner last year. It's to watch him progress as a passer this year. How he looks off his top receiver and goes to his secondary target. And just like Diego Pave, if he sees you playing man coverage and you got your back turned to him, man, he'd take off running with it. And we saw Pave do it against LSU Saturday. Every time LSU went to man coverage and he noticed it, he took off running. Marcel Reed's the key here. As LSU plays an unbeaten Texas A&M team, they have not beaten the Tigers in Baton Rouge since entering the SEC. And I told Bob back in the 70s, I remember going to Tiger Stadium, Texas A&M, LSU. David Walker, who was from Louisiana, but he went to A&M because they were running the wishbone with Emory Ballard back then. So he goes there. He tore up LSU that night. Marcel Reed's the key here. Now, they got a good running game with Le'Veon Moss, another Louisiana guy from Baton Rouge, in the lineup, but also, man, Amari Daniels is a really good back. Reuben Owens II is also a terrific running back. But it's the improvement in their passing game that really catches your eye in how Marcel Reed has morphed from much more of a runner now into that actual dual threat guy that gives you a lot of issues, because not only can he beat you with his legs and maneuvering around the pocket or take off running, but finding his second and third targets downfield, it's a big challenge for LSU this weekend. And I think about what happened last year, where LSU really had the beat down on A&M in the first half. Here comes Marcel Reed. They're still trying to tackle him. And then, bang, all of a sudden you play Alabama. And, that didn't go too well either. The game ended as soon as the national anthem finished. I mean, Alabama had that game in tow. How he has really been a big-time player for Texas A&M. But it's not all about him running. It's about how improved he is as a passer downfield.
Mike, kind of building on this, to your point, 1994 was the last time that Texas A&M won in Baton Rouge.
And yep.
Funny enough, that was the last time that Texas A&M started off the season with a 7-0 record. So, time is cyclical, right? I wanted to ask you, though, Mike, about the two kind of receivers, the receiver duo that they got out of the transfer portal with Mario Craver coming in from Mississippi State, Casey Concepcion coming out of NC State. Both of these guys have been awesome this year for the Texas A&M passing attack. Craver's got 36 receptions, 674 yards on the season, four touchdowns. Concepcion's got 33 receptions, 500 yards on the season, and six touchdowns. Those have been the two guys. It's like a dual-headed monster that Marcel Reed utilizes in that passing attack.
Yeah, Concepcion is more of the short intermediate guy when you need something in the red zone or short yardage. That's who Marcel Reed goes to. Now, Craver's a different story. Man, can he run? He's got some speed, and after the catch, it's his yak yardage, his ability to make something happen after he catches the football and he takes off downfield. You think about Mario, he's just a sophomore, and Concepcion's a junior, both transfer guys, but you can see the positions that they have and how they took up to their roles on the team, where Craver is much more of the big play athlete, and Concepcion, he's been the guy that they've used in that short intermediate part of the game. That's where Reed has made the most, I say, leaps in his progression as a passer. I always thought that he didn't throw the football well short intermediate, that he really was a deep ball passer. That's what he did a lot in high school. Throw the ball out there, let the receiver run under it. This year, because of Concepcion, he's really worked that short intermediate area very well. And really, it's LSU's strength, in the secondary. That's the strength of that football team. Now you got these two transfer guys that have really fit like a glove with Marcel Reed at Texas A&M. Jeff?
Yeah. So, hey, NBA season, it's here. The NBA tips off tonight. Only two games. You've got Houston at the Thunder. You got Golden State at the Lakers. But international players, the NBA rosters in 2025-26 will feature 135 international players. That's the most ever. All 30 NBA teams have an international player. The Pelicans only have one that I'll technically call international, Yves Mises from Cameroon. Jose Alvarado technically plays for a different team in the Olympics, but as a lot of NFL fans are going to learn during the halftime show, Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America. So he's technically not an international player, but for these purposes, we'll give him two. But a lot of interesting things. So Canada has the most non-U.S. players with 23, and the MVP, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, also a Canadian player. A lot of good Canadian players. Kelly Olynyk, who played for the Pelicans last year, is from Canada. Also, 19 from France, 13 from Australia. The Atlanta Hawks have the most international players with 10, tying an NBA record. Also, I found this note interesting. Orlando Magic, they have a player named Orlando Robinson. He may be the first player in NBA history to wear his first name on the front of his jersey and his last name on the back.
Hey, that's pretty good, Jeff. Yeah. I got to ask you guys a question. You both keep up with the NBA more than I do. Do you think the Thunder can repeat? Because people in Vegas say, man, it's so hard for an NBA team to repeat. And so I'll ask both of you guys, do you think Oklahoma will repeat as the NBA champ?
Well, Jeff, you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, well, so there's two questions there. There's can they, which is an unequivocal yes,
well, yeah.
Of course they can.
They can.
Will
yeah.
they? It's just so difficult. I mean, what they have to their advantage is a lot of young players.
Right. Yeah.
And when you're an older roster and you play all those extra games and you have to come back the next year, that's a question. I think they're going to handle that workload and that bounce back a lot better. And so, yeah, I think they should be the betting favorite to win again.
I agree. And if you look at it, guys, the betting markets on them, even though they're favorites to win it all, I think their over-under win total is like 63.5.
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageously high. But at the same time, you saw how they played last year, and the one thing that sticks out, Mike, is their defense. Defense will travel anywhere in the NBA. And the intensity that they play with, the depth on that roster, they should be the favorites. If there's going to be one team that could potentially trip them up, I think it's the Denver Nuggets. And Nikola Jokic, just because he's that special of a player. They improved the roster around him. I'm looking forward to this season, but it feels like, yes, entering the year, barring some kind of major injury, I think that OKC should once again be favored to win it all.
Yeah, I can't. I look up and down, and I don't see a team that feels like they should be favorites over the Thunder.
No.
So it's just, they are the best team.
Yeah, nowhere they're getting a lot of money, and I think somebody taking a chance, Orlando.
Orlando's going to be fun, but it's one of those.
About winning it all.
You got to see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we keep kind of predicting, oh, this is going to be the year that Orlando really kind of breaks out. You know, their over-under is huge as well, like 50.5.
It's
kind of got to see it.
I'll give you one. I think the Celtics are going to, I don't say they're going to win it all, but I think they're going to be a top four team in the East.
Yeah, the East ain't.
I think Jaylen Brown's going to be an MVP candidate.
We'll see.
Guys. Let's go to break, and we'll come back to finish it up here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak and also Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody at 6:10, Ollie Cosell will be on with us to talk about the NBA season cranking up tonight, Pelicans tomorrow night, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pregame at 6:30, 7 o'clock. Tip off between the Pelicans and the Memphis Grizzlies. And in the Saints Hour at 7 o'clock, Mike Hoss as the host. He'll have on with him Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis, and the television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Joe Myers. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
they gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.